The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get a website design, presentation design, web hosting, domain registration, all sorts of cool stuff. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, which is me. So you can have me make your stuff look or sound great.
Sound.
And if you hire me to do a project for you and you mention the podcast, you will get an extra 10% off your first order. So send me that $1 million order right now and you'll save $100,000. You could buy a house with that. The Ramen Noodle is also sponsored by
chocolate. It's not just for girls.
Wow. Is that really what you want to go with there?
I don't know.
Okay. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 23, Frog Legs. What a name for a title, huh? Welcome back to Seasoning Packets of Comedy from the Life. Whoops. Nope. Welcome back. I messed up my own subtitle or tagline, my sub tagline title. Seasoning Packets of Comedy to Flavor Your Day. That's what I meant to say.
It's very non-committal to the whole Bachelor thing.
Yeah. Well, Bachelors typically are very non-committal.
Jeez.
Oops. I just lost much of
your target audience, yeah. Well, maybe not.
Well, I'm trying to expand my horizons and expand the podcast listening audience to now include people who aren't bachelors or bachelorettes anymore. Because they have stories too. They need to laugh too.
Yeah.
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 Okay, then. Tonight, this is episode 23. You know, sometimes I kind of wondered, would I ever make it to 23 episodes? Well, I did, but I didn't think it would take this stinking long to do it. So I just want to mention before we get going with the actual fun stuff of the episode that, well, hey, you know what's fun? Is coming every Monday night.
The fun stuff of the episode. You can't talk about anything fun right now. By your own words.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Okay, let's get into the fun stuff. The fun stuff is that every Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, you can join us at theramennoodle.com/live to watch us record this show live. And you can see all of our mistakes that... Well, I don't really edit out many of our mistakes anymore.
Hey, that's fun.
Yeah. What? Huh? Yeah.
I decided I like to interpret the URL more like theramennoodle.com/live.
Live.
Huh?
Live.
Huh?
Huh?
You sound pretty close to that girl. I think you're the one in the same person. Speaking of being one in the same person, it's time for this. Eric Fisher in the chat room says, podcast with me if you want to live. That's true. But wait, no, that's not true. Because he has a competitor.
Like how you got on your Sunday school voice there. You're like, that's true.
It's not my Sunday school voice. You've never sat in one of my Sunday school lessons.
Well, that's true.
But that's a nice segue because I want to share about the last couple weeks. I've been teaching Sunday school. I've been on rotation again, teaching the science class this time.
You rotate while you teach?
No, that was a couple months ago.
Oh.
the spinning class. Get all the kids to spin with me now. Everybody, we're all going to spin.
The parents would love you if you taught a spinning class during Sunday school, because the kids would all go home and basically go to bed for the night.
That, or come up and sit with their parents and vomit.
No need for spoiled milk.
He's got a demon in him.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
Foaming at the mouth and vomiting in church. Then the pastor would start like really preaching at that person because they think they're under serious conviction.
Is that how your pastor would handle that?
No. My pastor would probably do something more exciting. Oh. He knows how to have fun.
Fun with vomit.
Yes, but that was a past episode, sort of. This episode. So what I have been teaching about in Sunday school are the plagues, the 10 plagues on the Egyptians while the Israelites were being held slaves. And Moses came and said, "Let my people go," and Pharaoh didn't. So then God used Moses to cast these 10 plagues on Egypt. Exciting stuff. Especially since I had the science class, I got to do science stuff with the kids as we're talking about the plagues. Some of those things were, well, the plagues are like darkness. So I had to ask the kids, anyone in here afraid of the dark? Because I was going to turn out the lights. And the
that
curriculum
is so scientific.
The curriculum recommended not turning out the lights for younger children. But I was going to do it anyway because I wanted the kids to face their fear. And at the same time,
you know, were going to turn off the lights and scream, "There is no Santa Claus."
Yes, that would distract them. Actually, something came up this last week they were like, "Is so and so real?"
Is so and so?
I can't remember who it was now. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, so I bring with me, as we're talking about the plagues, I brought a few illustrations and object lessons of the plagues. One of them is I brought a live frog.
Oh,
we named him Marvin.
Now I understand why there's a frog in this house.
Yes. Yeah, he was the frog that was in my throat, and then one time I just went... And I, like, you know, spit him up out of my throat. And there's this frog. Actually, look up Revelation. There's something in Revelation that, like, just read the whole book. You'll get a blessing from it. Seriously. No, it says that you get a blessing from reading the book of Revelation. But there is a part in there where it says an evil spirit leaves these people like a frog.
Like a frog.
Yeah.
Like a frog leaves people, or just in a manner resembling a frog.
And then they...
Oh, croak? Oh, no, probably not. Well played.
So the kids are loving this frog. The youngest kids, of course, the girls, most of the girls were kind of like, ew, gross. The boys were like, awesomeness. But I was surprised how many girls wanted to hold the frog. I told them they were welcome to kiss the frog if they wanted to, but to please wait an extra week because I needed the frog for the next week. I couldn't come in with a prince the next week, and that would spoil
awkward.
The object lesson.
And just be plain awkward.
With kindergarten through third graders?
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Now, it was a little awkward for the fourth through fifth graders, whatever group that was. They were a little awkward with the whole kissing the frog thing. But the reason why I brought in the frogs is because that's one of the plagues of Egypt, is that frogs covered the land. And watching the kids' expressions as I would read from Scripture and read the account of the frogs. And the Scripture is pretty cool and detailed, and the historical events there, that it says frogs will come up into your house, into your bedroom, on your bed. So I'm explaining, I'm saying each of these to the kids, each one, they're saying, ew, and getting louder and louder with each one. And then the passage also says, into your ovens. So imagine you're going to cook something and frogs jump in the oven and whatever you cook.
The origin of frog legs.
It ends up smelling like cooked frogs, and your house smells like cooked frogs. And it even says, into your kneading bowl. So I told the kids, imagine you're going to make cookies. And frogs jump in your cookie dough, and you have no choice but to just mix them up in your cookies. The kids are like, ew.
Fascinating.
Yes. Someone in the chat room earlier talking about the dark said, great way to get the kids not to come back to church. Actually, they really enjoy the frogs, though. Maybe not the dark so much, but they enjoyed the frogs. I also brought in crickets. Now, crickets aren't the same as locusts because I wanted to be able to feed the crickets to the frogs, so they served a double purpose. But I brought in crickets to kind of illustrate the locusts, but I explained the differences. And talking about hail, I brought in some ice cubes and I threw them on the kids. Probably not too good. I tried not to hit any kids, but I did hit one.
You are. Do they make, you know, the parents sign waivers when the kids go
for
to
my
class?
Yes. Yeah. They say, you will not hold us responsible if your child comes back, not believing in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, leprechauns.
Food poisoning.
Tooth fairy.
Well, they might believe in food poisoning after they...
The frogman. That cometh in the night!
We don't own that copyright.
No. Jeremy, do you have a ramen noodle update from this last week?
No.
You know, instead of making the sound, cricket, cricket, cricket... I could just go upstairs and get one of the crickets, bring them down there and just hold them up to the thing.
They didn't seem like the most lively bunch.
No, they're really quiet. The frog, though, is really noisy. And he's only recently started to make his mating calls. I guess he's getting pretty lonely in the aquarium by himself. So I was either downstairs on the computer or in my room, and I hear this sound, this... Or something like that. It's a weird sound.
Like
something I've never heard.
He's
in
still
my
working
home.
On his froggish.
I've never heard this sound in my home before.
It's probably good.
And yeah, but it was the frog. I realized that after.
No, minutes. You don't say. Sorry,
I do say, but I didn't hear crickets during awkward silences.
Oh, that would be such a highlight.
That would. That'd be pretty fun.
And it doesn't count if the crickets are already making all kinds of racket, and then you just cause an awkward silence. It's like, the crickets are still going.
I could train the crickets that whenever there's an awkward silence to start making noise.
Could you get it down to just the awkward silences, do you think? Or would it be any silence? Because that would be annoying.
I don't know.
And would they do it during the day?
They might.
Because sometimes they only do it at night. But you would need, awkward silences do happen during the day.
All during the day when no one else at home is home. They're all there making their cricket noises, and they're thinking, boy, this must be really awkward. We've been at this for 8 hours now.
Or they're just talking amongst themselves. Is that awkward? Should we be making, noise?
What happens when crickets...
Attack! Oh, were you going somewhere else with that?
Yes.
Okay.
What happens when crickets... tell a joke or have an awkward moment? Do they hear human noises?
Well, I could pull that apart logically, but
no,
that would be boring.
It doesn't come apart logically.
And then there'd probably at the end be crickets heard.
Yeah. And now it's time for your weekly noodleism. The part of a show where Daniel comes out and takes a common saying and twists it to hilarious extremes. I messed that up. That's okay.
Yeah, you also stole that whole cadence and
I know.
Word sentence structure thing and accent in that combination.
I am ashamed.
Should be.
Actually, I am not ashamed.
Oh, okay.
That's something else, though. This week's weekly noodle...
That's redundant! Why the music?
That could be the segment thing. That's just where it came from, Homestar Runner.
I know, but...
Weekly noodleism. I just want to say for this week, the noodleism for this week...
That's redundant!
It's frog legs.
Oh.
Have you ever eaten frog legs before?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, the food.
Yeah, legs. Either one.
Okay. next time...
Wait, they're not real frog legs?
Next time someone talks about eating frog legs, imagine or use it to mean real frog legs. Maybe.
What are frog
and legs? I don't know, actually. I've had them before, and I didn't like them. But instead of saying you've got a frog in your throat, you could say you've got frog legs in your throat. And then someone might think you're choking on your food.
Oh.
It's a little weak, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe you could say, I'm sorry. I have frog legs and ramen noodles stuck in my throat.
That would be the bee's knees.
Nope.
Frog pee.
What am I reading here? Okay, I have to say that I typed in frog legs to Google and I got to Wikipedia. And
are you looking up witches?
What?
And their recipes for
frogs? No, I did not say Wikipedia. I said I usually say it a little bit more like Wikipedia. They also, let's see. They're eaten in They're like French and Cantonese cuisine, but it's not saying what they are. I think they're actually frog legs. Like, they are actually frog legs.
The music academy that I went to, where they had something they called frog legs.
Oh.
Were not real frogs. I could guarantee it. They were not that exotic in their foods.
Oh. What really caught my eye...
I'd be surprised if they went out to the pond and got some toads.
What really caught my eye was when it said, in scanning the first paragraph, after talking about cuisine and where it's... No.
Is
where,
it
what
it, Scandinavian?
It says it, they're often said to taste like chicken. It lists a bunch of countries. And then it finishes by saying, frog muscle does not resolve rigor mortis as quickly as warm-blooded muscle, chicken, for example. So heat from cooking can cause fresh frog legs to twitch.
Ooh, ew. Cooking something and then the frog legs are twitching. Oh. Okay, this is a bad weekly noodleism. Oh, that's just gross. If it's already dead, I don't want to see it moving around like it's alive while I'm cooking it.
Exactly.
It looked like a little dog that you're petting, you know, and its leg starts to move. The water starts heating up and it starts twitching. It's like, Gosh. Oh, that's a good little frog. Good little frog.
And I don't think I'd do that.
That could really freak someone out. They come along and it looks like you're petting something in the food and they see this leg twitching.
You'd probably be burning your finger at that point and you'd have to be serving like frog legs and ramen noodle fingers.
Frog fingers and ramen noodles.
Okay.
Kind of like chicken fingers, except a whole lot smaller. And they got little suction cups on the end.
Wait, what do?
Weekly noodleism. Oh, if you can pull a noodleism out of that, more power to you. Because the noodleism thing kind of fell apart.
And if we had one that we said we were going to do this week, last week,
remind us. Yeah. Or if you have a suggestion for a noodleism, you can send it to me at theramennoodle.com or you can call it in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes, theramennoodle.com/podcast/23.
Can I have the email address or me at theramennoodle.com?
That would be good. Send it to me at theramennoodle.com or me at theramennoodle.com.
Well, that would be kind of like or me.
Or me.
Or me.
That could be your nickname. And my co-host, or me. Orm.
I've been called worse.
Or me. Orm.
While he works that out, I'm going to try to figure out how to move us on to the next segment.
The way that we move on to the next segment is by stating something totally profound and amazing that it just wants to grip you into the story.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Always more gripping in your female voice.
And when I can't think of a dramatic way or forgot the dramatic way. Anyway, a while back in episode, I think it was episode 7. I should look this up right now because I don't remember which one it was. But the actual link will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/podcast/23.
Yeah, /23, because I talked over it.
Yeah, hopefully it will be in there. Find the episode that was called My War with Water, Part 1. There was never a Part 2.
What?
Until tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Part 2.
Nice.
Instead of My War with Water, I want to tell you about a time that... Yes?
If it's My War with Water Part 2 and everybody's been waiting for years, you have to talk about water.
I will.
And your war with it.
I will.
You said instead of My War with Water, I want to talk about ...
Okay, I meant like or instead some of calling that it that, it will be titled something. My War with Water Part 2. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay. Can we move on?
Sure.
Okay. Can I pour this Mountain Dew live wire on you?
No. Can you stay on topic?
You're the one that distracts me.
That's my actually.
That's
my
your
mission.
Job title.
That's my mission. Is
podcast
to see
distractor.
How long I can keep you from moving
pod
on to what you're supposed to be doing? In
po distractor.
And you just try to figure out ways to pronounce
a
things.
Pool. That's part of what makes me an elite bachelor. Is that I have a yes, Jeremy.
I just think that so many words could be substituted for bachelor the way you said that just now.
Attached to my pool was this old pool pump that came with the house. The thing was starting to get extremely loud. It was so loud that, do you remember?
I remember that, stupid.
We would have pool parties, and it would be so loud you couldn't hear someone that was in the pool with you. It was terribly loud.
Screaming for help. Drowning.
I see this person flailing their arms in front of me in the water.
I don't know what they're saying.
Are they saying catch or Marco Polo? I can't tell. Oh, well. Hey, there they go to the bottom. They must be having breath-holding drills. So I finally decided to buy a new pump. Now, the pump I had was fairly old. And I was looking at different ones, and they were really expensive. I went to this pool store, and they said, oh, if you buy this other brand, they've created them so that the mountings are exactly the same as the pump you have. So you won't have to redo any of your plumbing. So I thought, great. So instead of buying it from the store, though, I ordered it online, where I saved $200 by ordering it online. As it is, this pump was... I paid $250 or $300 something for it. And I was under this impression I would not have to do any kind of work with PVC piping or anything. I get the pump.
Which you have an unnatural fear of after the incident.
What incident?
It's supposed to be vague and ominous.
Oh, the incident.
The incident.
Okay. The incident. Where with I went PVC into the pass pipe. And tried to blow up a nuke in my pool.
No.
To get rid of Edna.
Not that incident.
Oh, okay.
The one with the PVC pipe, but it's really... This joke has really been blown to bits.
The way that my pipes are set up, the PVC, is that... It's hard to describe, but it's extremely complicated how the piping all goes in different directions above the ground near the pump. So I was thinking, there is no way that I want to redo all of that for this pump.
Really an irrational set of pipes.
Yes. It just did not look fun at all.
Which is... His litmus test for anything that he decides whether he's going to do it or not do it.
Sometimes I look at a PVC pipe and I say, dude, that would be like so fun to reroute that PVC. I want to do that right now. Dude, you want to come join me? Let's go route some PVC piping. I'm going to tap off my neighbor's line. Forget sharing broadband. I'm going to tap into their PVC and get some of their water. I better get the right PVC pipe, though.
Yeah, you better.
So actually, I wouldn't be looking for PVC. If I tapped into their PVC, I'd be getting the wrong thing. PVC,
so
by the way, is a kind of plastic piping for people that may not be familiar with PVC. The reason is the water that comes into the house is in usually copper pipes.
This is true.
Small copper pipes. The water leaving the house, a.k.a. sewage, a.k.a. the poop drain.
A.k.a. sometimes just the gray water because it's not all sewage.
Diaper gravy.
No.
It's in a PVC pipe. So if I tapped into that, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm totally distracted by the chat room.
Need a WPA key to protect the water. Yeah, no, they've got
like
TKIP.
The jokes.
Yeah, half our audience didn't get that, maybe. So I was telling a coworker about this, and he was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's super easy to redo the PVC. So I was thinking, yeah, it probably is kind of easy. No, it wasn't easy. Because of that complicated PVC piping system, it's not like I could just cut a little bit off, because this new pump was just slightly off. It was about, if I remember correctly, maybe 3/4 of an inch off.
You could have done that up with duct tape.
Maybe. And at 3/4 of an inch, it's not like I could just cut a pipe to shorten it 3/4 of an inch, because pipes require connectors. And so the connectors take up space too. So if I cut it, I'd have to put a new connector on it. The new connector would make it too long. Again, just repeating the problem. If I cut it short enough so the connector would make it the right length, well, then there's no space left for the connector. It was a catch-22 where I couldn't do it one way or the other. And this whole system was like this, not just the pipe connecting straight to the pump, but the pipe, like every angle from that, all the way to the pipes that were coming out of the ground. So what I had
to do, kind of like you had to do it right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, couldn't use duct tape on this one. I wanted to. I had to cut every single pipe sticking out of the ground and redo all of this leading back to the pump. And here the guy at work is saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be easy. No problem. You'll enjoy it. Huh. No. It took hours.
Yeah.
Took days.
Before you tell someone something's easy, you got to consider
walk a mile in their shoes. Oh, wait, what?
You got to consider the skill sets.
He was a programmer.
What?
So maybe he's used to talking about pipes and pipelines and all of that, but from a different perspective. He's just thinking, oh, yeah, yeah, add in a little if-then statement here and an exiting else statement, and then you'll be all right.
I figured you were talking to a shop guy or something. And he, you know, because I can see people who are used to doing handy sorts of things saying it's easy, but a programmer saying piping and plumbing are easy? That's a little weird.
I didn't think that out through very well. Bummer.
It's weird.
So it took me days to make this. By the time I finished, it was time to close the pool. Just like get the pump on and close the pool. No more swimming. But it was nice and quiet.
That's true.
Actually, in the end, it's still about 1/8 of an inch or 1/4 of an inch off. So when I connect the pump to it, the pump is just slightly leaning off the ground.
Nice.
But if I were to redo it, I'd have to redo all those things all over again. About 12 different elbows and connectors and points and stuff.
You've
and
only
lots
got
of
two.
Elbow grease. I am not doing that again. Sorry.
No one asked you to.
Good. Because I'm not going to.
Good.
Yeah. So if you want to come over for a pool party and want to do some plumbing for me, just let me know. Mm-hmm.
peace. That's the new cricket, cricket.
Cricket, 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 cricket. Also, this week, we got some voicemails in from someone new, a new listener. Oh, by the way, speaking of, well, yeah, I'll mention this first. A couple episodes ago, in episode 20, the ramennoodle.com/podcast/20, whatever the link was, of Fleas and Fleagon, the 20th episode where we announced you were the indefinitely permanent co-host.
Yes.
Someone commented on it, Evan commented on it, and said that we do have a listener in Texas.
That's big news.
Yes. Everything's big in Texas.
Exactly.
So now that we have a listener in Texas, I'm still holding up my challenge of, is anything in Iowa? Because Star Trek...
When was that challenge put forth?
I think in my other podcast, areyoujustwatching.com, when we talked about Star Trek a while back.
So this is a crossover episode?
Yes. We crossed over.
Where's Eve?
In... Nowhere. In... I mean, somewhere else. That's what I meant to say. In Star Trek, they're building the Enterprise in Iowa. In the future, you look at Iowa and you still see absolutely nothing. Why else would they choose to build the Starship Enterprise in Iowa? Because there's nothing there.
Iowa.
So if you want to prove that I'm wrong, then get someone from Iowa to comment or subscribe or listen or something. Okay. Now it's time for some voicemail. This is a twofold voicemail. It's the same person just called right back. So here
twofold.
It goes.
Hi, guys. Cool. This is a fan of the show. And I just wanted to say that you guys were tweeting back and forth last week. And it was really funny. You were tweeting about making tea and how to make the tea and whether it should be hot or cold. And then, like, Ramen Head said,
hey.
I make tea and then I leave it to sit for 45 minutes. And then the free guy said, you should never let it get oversteeped. And then I said, oh, snap, no, he didn't. And then the Ramen Head said, but I like tea, and I let it cool down. And then the flea guy said, yeah, I think that you should not drink cold tea when it's winter with, because you might catch colds or whatever. And then you kept talking about tea, and then you talked about... well, anyway, okay, bye.
Thank you for reminding us about what we talked about on Twitter.
We really need, you know how they, I can't even talk. I'm dumbfounded.
You were found dumb?
Yes. You want to play? Are you playing the second part of that?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So they forgot to tell us who they were.
Oh, yeah.
They're so distracted by our exciting conversation.
I can tell by the
Twitter
disguised voice that they want to say who they are.
So here it is. Here's the second part.
Hi, guys, again. I forgot to tell you that I needed to let you know who I was. So, do you remember that show that was the sister of that big strong man that was a cartoon called He-Ra?
Huh?
His sister was She-Ra. And I used to watch me some She-Ra every day when I got home from school. And so I told my parents, I want to call myself She-Ra. And I said, legally change my name to She-Ra, please. And they said, no. And I said, all right, then I'll do it when I'm older. And I'm going to be a princess of power, and you can't stop me. And so I changed right before I went to college. I changed my name to She-Ra. And so now I can sing the theme song loud and proud. It goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, She-Ra. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, She-Ra, She-Ra. And yes, I am a princess of power, and nothing you can do about it. And, okay, so call me She-Ra. Bye.
She-Ra, the princess of power, wow. Ladies and gentlemen. And the monkeys... Who let the monkeys out?
So what I was trying to get out before is that, you know how, I mean, especially if you watch Lost, other shows do this, but there's like the previously on Lost voice.
Yes.
And then there's like the recap.
Previously on Lost.
We need to get someone more like on She-Ra? Lost and less like She-Ra to do our recaps. I'm just saying.
We could get Evil Flegon back again.
We could, maybe. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. Do you know who that was that really left that voicemail?
I know the person's secret
identity. You see, it's not...
And She-Ra's secret identity is...
Wow.
I'm speaking in tongues. She-Ra's identity is also safe with me.
Is She-Ra your female voice?
No.
Oh. I don't like all this crap about you knowing the identities of the weird voicemailers, and I don't. I'm going to do something about it.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to take over this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to turn on my mixer?
Sure, I could figure it out.
Cricket.
No, there were no crickets because I had a comeback or a response.
Oh. Sorry.
If I couldn't figure it out, I'd probably hire
comebacks.
Cliff from podcastanswerman.com.
Uh-oh!
Wow!
At random moments, I think I should just play that. I did go back and grab that. As it's now saved in my soundboard as a special clip.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what time it is now?
8:42, that's like a really creepy Lost time.
Almost, but it's missing some numbers. It's time for this.
Ugh.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back to Training Cadets. It's time for another lesson about being a good bachelor or bachelorette. This time, I have to get a little personal with you, and you may be a little uncomfortable with this, but I don't suggest sitting down because you don't want to be uncomfortable down there. You don't want to be squirming around. This time, I want to talk about doing your business in the restroom. Now, I'm not going to give you instructions about how to do it or how to take care of a business like Office Depot would. Instead, I want to give you a tip. The tip is, please do not share your business with everyone else. By that, I mean, it's proper etiquette to make sure that others can't hear what you're doing in there. We don't want to know what you're doing. We don't want to know how it's coming out. So, best tip for you is turn on the vent. The vents have a dual purpose. The vents are both to help ventilate the room, for obvious reasons. And also, the vents help greatly in masking whatever noise of whatever business you're doing in there. You can call someone on the phone, and we don't have to hear about it. You can take care of whatever business you need to in the business room, and we won't have to hear. And that'll be just fine. Hey, you can have crickets in there for all I care.
The look you're giving me is priceless. Yes, Jeremy.
I have an announcement.
Uh-oh.
This will be my last episode of the... the ramen noodle.
Oh. Wait, what?
That was unbelievable and not in a good way.
There are certain inspirations in life for Bachelor Boot Camp.
Well, I would just like to say that after listening to that, I think you should go back to the tagline that includes Life of a Bachelor.
Okay.
You're going to need it for a while. You just, you know.
I have sealed my fate.
Yeah.
If you want to send us in your comments, you can send those to me at theramenoodle.com. Call in 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramenoodle.com/podcast/23. You can also leave us a 5-star review in iTunes at theramenoodle.com/iTunes, or you can join our group page on Facebook, Facebook.com/theramenoodle.
Groups are different than fan pages.
That's why I corrected myself to say page.
Oh.
Because it's not a group. It's a page.
I didn't think it was a correction. I thought it was like our group page, no. Which isn't actually a thing.
It's
thing called Facebook.
A page.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter.com/theramenoodle. Where can they follow you?
Well, preferably not in any dark alleys. I guess they can follow me at the grocery store, but that's kind of creepy too.
Friend him on Foursquare. And then exactly. Watch pleaserobme.com for when he's away.
That's so dumb. Yes, I am on Twitter at twitter.com/phlegon. It's phlegon. It has nothing to do with FLEAS.
Fleece? Like what Gideon laid out?
It may have something to do with MURDER soon, particularly after
Lord of the Rings?
That, what do you call that stupid segment that I can't think of right now? Bachelor Boot Camp. Did I say stupid? I meant disgusting.
To humiliate Jeremy.
Yes.
So subscribe to the show. Tell someone else about the show. Send money to the show if you want to. I'd like you to.
Throw money.
I don't have a donate button, so whatever. It's okay. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this for the fun. Because it is so fun.
So fun.
So remember, no matter how you're cooking ramen noodles, I got nothing. So check it out, theramenoodle.com. Me at theramenoodle.com for email. Call in 859-353-4332. And have a great life. Really. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.